Last time in the Adventures of Clinton McClunky, after successfully capturing Moff Lankin, the Rebels were able to use the shuttle as bait. Now the Rebels have unlocked the flight path and the computers of the shuttle to an Imperial mining operation on the Nulon's moon. We open to Clinton McClunky's in Miner, I Hardly Knew Her. You may begin on docking station one.
What did he say?
I don't know. I don't speak Trandoshan.
Well, that's not helpful.
It's odd how often this actually does happen.
He said it should only be about 10 minutes.
Why is it they always make the head dock worker not speak a word of the common tongue? You would think that they would want a smooth transition and make sure everyone knew what the other was saying.
Maybe he thinks the same thing about you. You should learn to speak Trandoshan.
Guys?
Why should I learn a language that maybe 40 million people in the galaxy speak, while almost everyone in the galaxy speaks a common tongue?
Hey, I get it. The other day I had to speak with Jabba, who understands common but doesn't speak it. I had to wait for his protocol droid to translate everything. The conversation took forever.
Clinton McClunky?
Remember that time we had to deliver parts to the Agamar system to those droids?
Oh, what could I forget? They said Roger, Roger, because half of them were on the fritz, took forever to unload, and none of them helped.
I would still take Roger, Roger over trying to speak Trandoshan.
Brew.
Guys, the mic is still on.
Maybe they didn't hear us.
She said she did, and that she doesn't understand why a shipping company doesn't have a protocol droid, especially when they know they meet creatures all over the galaxy and can't understand how an intercom button works.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, we had that coming.
She says they're done unloading it to get the... We can leave now.
Thanks again, Station One.
You idiot.
Well, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, not a great look for us, guys.
I would be so angry if we didn't already know this entire operation was about to be blown into bits.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, that's the last interaction that dock worker's going to have before being annihilated.
Think more of it like we're putting them out of their misery.
Recon, this is Red Leader. What's your status, over?
Roger, Red Leader, you can start your attack, over.
Roger, Recon. They won't know what hit them.
You guys really should get a protocol droid.
Agreed.
I wonder if Al's droid is still available. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Recon Paint Gaming. I'm Patrick Patrick.
I am Padre.
And we have a new co-host, a Mr. Joseph.
Hello, everyone. happy to be here. It's exciting. And a longtime fan of the show, sometimes partial guest, and now co-host. It's been a fun time. Thank you guys for having me.
Did he actually say he was excited to be here?
I am.
After that intro and the recording, we're a pleasure to listen to.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah.
These guys are professionals, and working with them is a joy.
There it is.
He keeps saying that.
Just so cute. Just professional. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing that. Oh, man. So, we're recording this, the 15th, but we're going to be dumping this for December 25th, a.k.a. Life Day. Happy Life Day, everybody.
Is it Life Day?
It is. They celebrate Space Jesus.
Yeah.
Space Jesus. Is he a small little green guy with really weird ears?
No. He was that guy in the robe. He trained Anakin Skywalker. He was trained by Qui-Gon Jinn, who was former Space Jesus. You know, that Space Jesus.
Yeah, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Okay,
so yeah, our Lord and Savior, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
So Qui-Gon Jinn was like Obi-Wan's daddy?
Yeah, he's God.
Okay, who's the Holy Spirit?
Yoda.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
He's the Holy Ghost, right?
We could keep going.
Well, he's now. He's dead. He really is. You know, but you know, just saying.
God. Yeah, who is the three wise men then?
Okay, wait. There's three of us here right now.
Yeah, there you go. Three wise guys.
The three wise guys.
Wise asses, wise guys, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
220, 221.
So I think we should start by opening gifts since it's Life Day.
Absolutely.
All right.
Joseph, go first.
I have, look at the camera, look at the screen. Oh my goodness. Oh, wow.
And I'm going to have to rip this open. This is actually going to be ripped open like a gift. There we go.
How'd they get it in the bag? If you have to rip it.
It was very hard. So I was supposed to give this to Joseph on Wednesday, but he fell asleep. It's quite all right. So I'm opening Joseph's gift for him, which
you could have had it, but no.
All right, Joseph. That's backwards. But, so because I know that you have problems, and I'll put this PC, there is an element to where the molecules in your office don't move in a fashion to where you stay cozy. I'll use the word cozy.
Yes, thank you. Oh, I see what this is. And oh my goodness, Patrick, thank you so much.
Yes, it is a cozy heated plush throw. So four heat settings, because I know how much
you can throw it on yourself.
Thank you so much. Oh my goodness, my dude.
Absolutely.
Do I get to go next?
Yes, you get to go next.
So imagine my surprise when I get a package that I didn't order and I had no clue was coming. And inside, I open it up, and there's this. Kraftrad.
It is a German. It's a tank motorcycle.
It's a tank and a motorcycle.
That's pretty cool.
Now,
notice?
Tamea. So,
Tomato.
The great thing is, Robert mentioned that he really wanted one of those. So I thought it was a great idea to quickly go on Amazon and purchase one, which his wife also heard the same thing and said, I better go on Amazon and purchase one. So Robert basically got two on the same day in the mail.
Yeah, I did actually. Yeah, I got two of them. And then my wife was like, what are you going to do with two of them? I'm going to be like, I'm going to build them. And she's like, you can't. Well, why not? What do you need two for? Like, because then I would have two.
Yes.
So needless to say, I had to return it that day. And then I came out with a 1945 Willys Jeep. And also from Tamea. Yeah.
Yes.
Tamea makes such good models.
So Robert sent me a wonderful Christmas gift, which is fun buttons. They are four different buttons, and each one of them their own little special thing. So anytime one of my children come to me and ask me for something, I can say, oh, hold on. I don't know if you can hear that.
No chance. spells no.
Yep. When somebody does something ridiculous in my house and injures himself.
Aggressive. Aw, you tried.
Which basically is a nailed it. There is the bullshit one and also the fuck it button, which I think is my favorite. So anytime my wife has to ask me to do something.
That noise.
Good.
So, oh,
see,
man.
It just covers the whole spectrum. It's good. It's the gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
Exactly.
The
so
whole
thank you,
year.
Everyone, for the wonderful Christmas gifts. Happy Life Day. Everything.
Happy Life Day, guys.
Happy Life Day, guys. Oh, but we are.
If only there was like a Christmas special about Star Wars on Life Day.
I know that would be so cool. It's a shame it never happened, though.
You know, I just heard about that on NPR. They had like a 20-minute talk on the holiday special and George Lucas hating it, and it like was horrible and ugly and hideous and like. They did. I don't know. It was worse than the actual documentary. Just go on YouTube
and look for it, and you will find it.
Yeah. And there's no physical copies.
I made Lyle watch it.
Oh, God. Okay.
And after about 20 minutes, he was like, this is just horrible. And I was like, well, you don't have to watch it. He's like, no, I got to watch it now to see just how bad it can get. And I'm like, oh, it gets worse. And he's like, no. And we watched the whole stupid thing.
But you watched the whole hour and a half?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even a cult classic. It's awful.
it's absolutely horrible. I mean, B. Arthur and Harvey Korman and come on. I mean, it's like, I think everybody was stoned when they came up with this and did it. And I think George was smoking some shit too, because he's the one that said, yeah, go ahead, make it. I mean, it's like, no, strike while the iron's hot.
There is one good thing we got out of the Star Wars Christmas special, and that is Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. Yes. Absolutely.
Huh?
And now look at him.
Like a panther.
Like a panther. Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Joseph and I did that like 50 times while playing.
Yep,
like a panther.
Like a panther. Yes. It's my favorite thing.
Before it gets away from us, we are here to talk about, we're finally jumping back into to going through all of these HOTAC missions, and we are now on the Miner's Strike, part 3 of Capture the Officer.
We are.
Robert, have you ever done this mission?
No. However, awesome. I did laugh hysterically when you guys did it, and Yeah, mistakes were made. Things were done wrong. It was your typical, hey, let's do this. It was bad. But that added to the fun.
Absolutely. So in this mission, it is to where you first capture an officer, then you dump the shuttle and try and, you know, get some Imperials to come in so that you can blow them away and ambush them. This one is from, like, you basically get information from the computer of the shuttle. And you find out that there is a mining operation on the Nulon's moon, and you're basically there to blow everything to hell as much as possible.
Which is self-explanatory for the most part. You need to destroy everything. However, your group managed to not do that somehow.
Well... So there's, first you got to destroy all of the cargoes, and it is based on the number of players that you have coming to your game night. So you start out with 4, and then if there's 3 players, you add another 2. If there's 4 players, you add another 2 on top of that. And then if there's 5, another 2, so 6. And then also there's a shuttle that starts on the board next to a little station with a turret. And then if there's 4 or more players, a second shuttle is dropped in there. So... usually we played 4 or 5, so you're already there with 8 of these cargoes. They're 5 hull each. Crits count as 2 damage. And then also the turbo lasers, there's 1, 2, and then possibly 3, 4, about 5 of them, depending on how many players there are. And then the shuttles are there that you also get experience for blowing up. If you can. So yeah,
there may have been some people who were focused on that a little
the
bit.
The shot, exactly. Now, hey, man, I explained to shuttle. Everyone before we play. There you go. The shuttlecock in person, Mr. Shuttlecock, Mr. Joseph.
Yeah.
He is addicted to shooting those shuttles. But that's the thing. Like, you have to blow up the cargoes. That's the primary. The bonuses are the turbo lasers and the shuttles. But unfortunately, our group said shuttles, tasty shuttles, and went barreling at them and forgot about the cargo.
All of them.
Yeah, the primary is the shuttle. The secondary is the cargo. That mission objective is explained clearly.
That's
yes.
not how it was explained to you guys.
That's what I heard.
And my favorite part is I explain this at the beginning of everything, and then finally, like, six turns in, it's like, guys, you know that that's the second, that, like, that's not part of the primary. And they're like, what? You never said that.
And I'm there, the voice of reason going, yes, he did at the beginning.
Yes.
God, in my defense, there. We did play this about 2-3 years ago at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's still in my memory.
Oh, back. Yes.
And
oh,
that's even after... And that's after a stroke that I remember this.
That's true. We forgot
to wipe his memory banks.
It's an important memory. We probably could find this on YouTube, right? My name
is C-3PO. My God, that poor bastard had the worst life in all Star Wars. It's just like, yeah, wipe his memory. Okay.
Remember when they tried...
Let's wipe his memory.
Remember when they tried to make that seem like that was actually a sacrifice, only to then reboot his memory 5 seconds later?
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with Chad. What a good movie.
This is the last I ever see of my friends. Right, yeah. Okay.
Somehow Palpatine has
meanwhile, R2-D2 has been going strong like the freaking the copper top bunny, for God's sakes. They never erased his mind. Nope, just no. C-3PO. Probably because he has a pompous ass. But that's beside the point.
Well, he is a blabbermouth, but R2-D2 also, nobody really understands him. Except for C-3PO.
Well, that's because he's swearing all the time. All he does, every time he opens up his mouth, it's beep, 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 beep. You know, he can't.
Oh, so that, I don't so know how he's much actually swear. Using English. They're just bleeping him out.
Yes.
All the time. Everything he said, all he did was swear. And
the more you know.
Got tired of it. If I would just bleep him out. Just bleep everything.
Exactly. All right. So the cargo shuttles, these ships are placed during the setup. They don't move. They're basically docked. Once turn three starts, then they start to flee. And each shuttle flees towards Edge C, which is the basically edge away from where you guys set up, because the rebels set up in a corner in like a range two bubble, it looks like. No, it's actually a range three bubble. But the way that it goes out, because it's not square, it's circular. It kind of gets towards two in the middle there, but towards the edges, it's three. The hazardous cargo was my favorite part, because I always had to go over this a dozen times. When the cargo is blown up, you roll a die on a crit. They explode because you don't know what's in these canisters or these cargo holds. Because it could be, you know, sponges. It could be meals ready to eat. It could be proton bombs. You have no idea what's in these cargoes. So once they do blow up, they damage everything around them, even themselves. And also they can damage ships. So, yeah. It is kind of like shooting fish in a barrel. I do love this mission. But
except the fish explode.
Yes, the fish do explode, and that's the problem, is the players forget, because then they'll go range one with an advanced proton torpedo. They're like, don't worry, I got this. And then they
remember that line, Joseph? Do you remember that line? Don't worry, I got this.
I mean, that is also exactly what I said before clearing the last mine with the hull of my ship and winning a mission. So
And what happened to you when you hit the mine?
Unimportant. The mission was a success, Admiral. It was a successful ejection roll, if that's what you're asking.
He ejected.
Listen, some people might see your ship exploding as a failure. I see it as a temporary setback.
Floating in my tin can. No, he's the reason why the rebels never have the good ships. They always had to scrap together.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What happened to our hawk? Joseph flew it through a bomb.
Joseph was the pilot, so we got to get his last three ships so we could build another one.
I mean,
it's like, we're not giving him another ship. Give him a fireball. I'm not giving him another ship.
Yeah, from now on, you just get stuff that's designed to destroy.
I'd fly a fireball in Hotech. It would probably be really bad. Can I have two fireballs?
I was going to say, that'd actually be a great mission. Like, once your ship blows up, you have to take a fireball for a mission while they rebuild your ship.
God. That would be hilarious. But we know who'd be flying that, right, Joseph?
I would get really good at flying a fireball, guys.
Hey, it can slam. It can do things.
It can slam. Yeah. Can it jam, though?
And it bursts into flames really cool, too.
Why does that make sense? Why do I think it can jam? There might be something that allows it to
space jam. His slam and jam, I don't know.
I know it should be able to jam.
He's making it up as he goes along, Patrick.
Like I do everything else, yeah.
Forget it. He's roll. He's on a roll.
He is on a roll. All right, so we're going to break this down because this is important for players who try to do exactly what we told them not to do. So my first question is, how many ships should you take or have in order to try and take out the shuttle, if possible? If you're, because when you are just 1 to 3 players, there's only one shuttle. If there's 4 players, there's 2 shuttles. Should you try to go for 2 shuttles with only 4 players?
Yes.
No.
Good. Discuss.
All right.
One of us is right.
Yes.
One of us is wrong.
And
guess
yes.
what? I'm not wrong.
Hi, I'm also not wrong.
You are so wrong.
No,
go ahead.
So,
explain it out to me.
If I may make
please.
My case. Sure. So let's just say, okay, so we're doing with 4 players. That means that by this point in the campaign, we've made it to a third mission in a mission tree. It means that we've got some serious firepower. You're probably rocking at least 3, if not 4 sets of proton torpedoes. You probably have at least 1 bomber. You've got token sharing synergy. By the time that you're doing a mission of this kind of caliber, ideally, your opening salvo is going to be 3 double modded proton torpedoes and 1 single modded proton torpedo. That is enough to take down a shuttle.
1 shuttle. There are 2.
What? Which, and now you've got 2 charges of your proton torpedoes. You then have that second wave to blow up the second shuttle. 2 turns, 2 shuttles. Then you can just mop up the cargo containers. And what? You've just got, what is it, just TIE fighters?
There's 4 TIE fighters for 4 players.
Nice. Ties and more ties.
And then on turn 6 and 8, you've got 2 TIE fighters coming in. If you guys are above anywhere the 3 to 4 and base or average initiative, then they get upgraded.
So you're saying that for the first 6 turn or the first 5 turns of the mission, the only thing on the board is 2 shuttles, 4 TIE fighters, and a few turbo lasers, plus the cargo canisters.
Yeah,
but the only things shooting at us are the TIE fighters and the turbo lasers, because the shuttles are docked.
Yes.
Now, if the shuttles are docked, they don't roll agility dice, correct?
That would be true, because they are docked, they don't roll agility.
So, I don't think that that's unreasonable. I mean, assuming you start range 3, you can probably get shots on that first shuttle
first
the turn you guys come in.
At turn 3, they start to flee towards C.
So you should be able to block... And or you should be able to blow both of them up by the end of turn 2. And then you can sort of go north, then hook west, then come back down south and blow the rest of the things up. And then you have to flee off of Edge C. I think that's doable.
You are aware of the 8-sided dice that are supplied with every game.
I am aware. I'm okay. Also aware of how...
And you have to have the double modification. And
that is why I specified 3 double modded proton torpedoes.
And how many turns are there in the game?
12.
In this one, there is 12 turns.
12 turns. And mm-hmm. you've got to get rid of how many canisters?
4 players.
So, that was another thing. So it's 80 health. I'm sorry, 40 health, because there's 8 cargo at 5 health. Piece. So that's mm-hmm. 40 health. And
that you have to go through.
The icing on the cake, it's a ground mission. So you cannot hyperspace out. You have to use an edge. So if you're all of a sudden on 1 health and you're flying coffin, you're not getting out of dodge by hyper jumping.
I think you specifically have to jump off on Edge C. Oh no, sorry. Other than Edge C. Any board edge other
than C. I'm sorry, other than Edge. Yes, other than Edge C. So you just have to fly off the board somewhere. But you have to blow up all the cargo in order for the mission to be successful. And this is, it's friendly territory. So even if you don't make it, it's still pretty good. How the heck is this friendly territory? mining operation.
Trying to figure that out.
With turrets and things that blow up.
Listen, man, they set up a post in our area. I don't know.
Fire, blue on blue.
I think it is doable. But I also really like the long shot Star Wars plans that don't work.
True. I also think it depends on your ships. If you take a bunch of A-wings,
you... Well, What? This is, sorry, let me specify. This is doable if you have, I'm gonna continue. You need proton torpedo carriers. So you need E-wings, preferably E-wings. X-wings could work, but.
You could do proton rockets, but that's like, only one shot.
Like, I think the squad that we had for our last campaign that we did in the store, Patrick, could have done this. I think because we had the B-wing, we had two E-wings, and we had a Hawk. And I think they could have nuked this no problem.
Yeah, I think with an E-wing, it's possible. Because, I mean, they're just so fast. They can target lock at any range except for range one. You had
turn one,
target
getting...
lock sharing.
Yeah, the Hawk is there to give focuses to people. I think it is doable with a squad comp like the one that we had in our last campaign.
But you're going to have to dedicate like your entire force to go after these to get rid of them by turn three, if not turn four.
Now, keeping in mind, turn six, your new friends show up on the map.
Sure.
Okay. And they are gunning for you at all times. So you would, to play it again, you would go for the shuttles first again.
Four players.
I think I just want
to test it now with your group, with our group.
You need all four players to go for it.
And because you need all four players to be successful.
Yes.
With that first round of shots.
I think there is enough ways to build a token sharing super stack build in HOTAK that isn't going to be an issue.
All right, but I have a very important question though.
Sure.
So let's say you did it. You killed both shuttles. Congratulations, Mazel Tov. Is it worth 8 experience?
I mean, that's the primary objective of the mission. So there we go.
No, God damn it!
No, it's not.
For legal reasons, that is a joke.
You get almost the same amount of XP if you destroy all the turbo lasers, which I think are easier and within the area of where you're trying to go.
But the shuttle, it's a pride thing. You get to paint the shuttle on the side of your cockpit. You get to blow the shuttle up.
The shuttle is tertiary to this mission,
in my opinion. Big ship. I mean, it is probably not the tactical correct call. Is it the call that I'm going to push my squadron for? Yes.
See, I will say that as long as you're dedicated to doing it, you can get it done. If you were like, one guy goes, I'll go take care of the shuttles. Yeah, okay.
No.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, no, that's not going to. That's why I said you need to put your entire squad on it.
Because there's only going to be three players after that one.
Yes, but I think it's something like if your squad is looking for like a fun little challenge, I think it's fun. Because like, yeah, you could ignore the shuttles, but where's the fun in that? Which is just, you're just letting free experience. It's not just the 8 experience points. It's also the points for doing the damage to the shuttles. So that's 28 experience points, at least. Mm-hmm. And if you go super overkill on the shuttle at the end, that's more experience points.
True. Because that's the other thing.
Did you fail the mission, though?
Yeah, true. These ships are placed during the setup, begin the game, landed, they fold the wings, removing the flight pegs, and they basically are landed. They don't activate, attack, interfere with movement, or roll defense dice when stacked, or when attacked. So basically, you can fly, you can be over them, like if you... say that you've bumped. You don't actually bump. So you'll remove the ship and fly over its base as if it's not even there.
Yeah, so you get a ranged one attack because it's not there.
Exactly. So
I think it is doable. I'd be interested to see how it goes if you can then still win the mission, but I think it's doable.
Well, I would just say, if you're doing it with four, you better all agree that that's what you're going for, and then come back and circle around.
Because if not, if all four don't want to go for it,
you break off, you're screwed. And then you're just wasting proton torpedoes on things that are just going to fly off the table.
Exactly, which is a problem, which is why if you're going to commit to the bit, do it. It'll be hilarious. if you don't want to commit, that's fine. I'll call you a coward, but that's okay. And you can get the mission done successfully and just know that you let two fully loaded Imperial cargo shuttles fly off and hope those supplies don't come back to bite you in the ass later. That's my case.
For those of you who were with a group and one of them talked the rest of the group out of attacking the shuttles, Joseph will record them being called a coward for it personally.
Yes. Sure.
John Jacobs, you coward. You should have gone after those shuttles.
I mean, if people want me to do that, I'll record that for your outgoing voicemail. Sure, why not?
John Jacobs was a coward when it mattered the most.
Please leave a message after the beep.
Exactly. Oh man, that's funny. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we already covered the ties, that it's a ground mission. Kind of covered gear to bring, but like, so my question was, should you bring proton torpedoes or advanced proton torpedoes or proton rockets? Proton bombs or concussion bombs or even bomblet generator?
I'm a big fan of protorps because, I mean, like you said, Patrick, if you're at range one of these things, there's a chance you just blow yourself up.
True.
I like the ability to engage with heavy firepower at range.
Proton bombs.
I also love proton bombs.
Proton bomb.
Yes. Padre, I flew a bomber in the last campaign, and oh my goodness, you would have been proud of me. I blew up so many TIE fighters.
Oh, absolutely.
That's great.
Yep. Proton bombs are nice. Yeah.
See, I like proton bombs, but concussion bombs are basically the same thing, but you get more charges for it because they can't take a strain.
That is true.
But you don't get the flexibility of when to use them is the only thing.
Oh no, like I'm dropping for days.
I don't know. I feel like in the overall like arc of like a HOTAC campaign, I would rather have the proton bombs than the concussion bombs, just because I think of all the times where like I would accidentally almost blow my teammates up, and it's like, oh good, I'm glad I didn't have to drop this bomb next turn, otherwise I would have totally screwed the whole squad over.
Hit by a bomb. I'm pretty sure you hit me with a bomb.
And that's not including all the times that I did end up actually hitting squad mates. I hit myself with bombs, okay? Like, this happened to
hit yourself with a bomb.
Oh my god, yes, you have. I don't care. Blaze of glory.
Hey man,
another
listen.
Go ahead, Joseph.
if I end a mission with any charges on any ordnance, I haven't used my resources effectively. Oh, open the bomb bay doors, just get everything out. Everything must go.
Open if you come back to the hangar with charges, you failed. If you still have charges and you died, you still failed. So the other thing I'm going to recommend for people with bombs, I understand it's great to drop one bomb and get all the containers in one hit. Just make sure that you're not around them when they blow up, because chances are you're going to blow them up simultaneously, and crits do occur.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced that, Joseph? Like, you know, I don't know, being too close to a bomb at any time and just getting a whole bunch of damage. Have you ever experienced that?
You know, I want to say I have, but I don't remember it. I think it's the concussion.
Playing in HOTAC, perchance?
Maybe.
I'm positive it happened to the group, to where I was like, guys, you do realize if you drop that bomb now, three of those containers are going to blow up, and I have to roll. And if one of those is a crit, it can then blow up this one over here. So that's four dice that are going to be rolled. They're like, it's fine. And it's, I'm pretty sure
nothing bad's
going to
happen.
Well, I don't remember if any of us were flying bombers in that campaign from 2 years ago, like the one that we did primarily during COVID on TTS, right?
So there was two X-Wings, an A-Wing, and an E-Wing. You had a Hawk.
No, I had an E-Wing at that point. Because the first time I flew a Hawk was one in the store.
Okay, so somebody had a bomber, I'm pretty sure. We had like, there was like a Y-Wing that we called Skippy or something. That was like a side.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I was going to say, because I was like, we had two X-Wings, an E-Wing, and an A-Wing?
Because we needed a bomber. You always need a bomber.
Yes, and which we learned, which is why that flew a Y-Wing last time.
Yep. And then there was another time, I think, where somebody was shooting at one and it was just, you know, shooting one with a proton. And they're like, it's fine. I'm like, but there's three teammates near you. It's fine. It blows up. Rolled a crit. Three of them took crit damage.
Everybody yelled at Joseph because
wasn't Joseph. It was like Dan or something. But
Dan?
It might have been Rich going into Chuck. I don't remember.
No, it was
like
something that
they would do.
It was Driscoll.
It might have been.
It was Driscoll.
It might have been him. Okay. He's not here to defend himself.
But that's what always happens. Two broke off to go take care of the shuttles, which that was never going to happen. So they basically shot at some shuttles. They fled off the board. Then they went after the canisters where everyone was already in the middle and blew them up, which blew themselves up. And then killing it was, oh my God, it turns into a mess quick.
I do wonder.
It's fun.
It's always fun until explosions and people die and.
Are electro-proton bombs any good here?
Oh, proton bombs where?
Electro-proton bombs, you know, the big one?
No, those, which I'm going to bring in our next match, by the way. Those are, you roll to either get ionized field damage or something.
Yeah. And ionizing isn't going to do anything to the containers.
That's true.
You know what, though? Mm-hmm. To guarantee you a little bit of fun and enjoyment, though. Thermal detonators.
What do those do?
So you can drop two in a turn. Which actually, that's not a bad idea either. Thermal detonators.
Because I thought of it.
Oh.
Yeah, of course. So each ship and remote suffers one hit or crit damage for the matching result. So it is still a die roll. On a focus, they gain a strain, which won't do anything. I would say bomblet generator is the better option, but you do get four charges with the thermal and you can drop two in a turn. So basically you're rolling eight dice.
But don't you need two bomb slots to be even able to run a bomblet generator?
Yes, but I know you can unlock.
Which is why a thermal detonator is cheaper and easier than having to pay for the extra bomb slot.
But for the same number of points, you give proton bombs, which are guaranteed damage, whereas thermal debts, you have to roll for it on those lovely eight-sided dice, as you mentioned, Padre.
I know.
So I could drop two thermal debts and have a chance of doing zero damage. I don't know the math on that, but it exists. Whereas I could drop one proton bomb and guarantee two damage and everything in range.
It's just so frustrating because proton bombs are just so good because of the crit double damage rule. Yep. So that's why I would vote concussion bombs, because you get more charges and they can't take a strain to keep it face down.
That's true. I would probably just stick. I'm going to stick by Old Faithful and say proton bombs are the way to go. But that's just me thinking maybe in this mission, concussion bombs might be more useful. But I feel like in the overall arc of a HOTAC campaign, you'll probably get more mileage out of proton bombs. But that's just me.
See. And do agree with you about the proton bombs. Do not mistake that at all.
Yeah.
I am also thinking about the third thing that nobody's been talking about, really. Oh. TIE fighters don't like them.
Oh, that's true.
TIE fighters really hate proton bombs.
And if you've got one of your guys who's packing thermal detonators, while three guys are attacking one of the shuttles, he can start doing stuff over on the other side of the board with his thermal detonators and having some fun that way to clear the path, so to say.
Oh, yeah.
It gives you a variance that can be very helpful.
It's kind of a trick,
isn't it? In my personal opinion.
I would rather now take thermal detonators only because of TIE fighters are so annoying to kill.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Now both of you guys are looking inside your heads and they're going, Jesus, is Padre, is it possible that he's right? No, we can't. No. Wait a minute. Yeah, think about it.
Yeah. That's why I say bomblet generator, because I know you can recharge them with your shields. So if you're feeling lucky and you're like, you know what? I want to drop more bomblet generators, regenerate the shields.
Yeah. Let me get rid of a shield to do that.
Oh, yeah. Which, let me tell you, if you have God, what is her name? Miranda's ability, the K-Wing's ability, to where you spend a shield to regain Bomblet Generator, and then you regain the shield by reducing your primary attack by one.
Yeah. I'm honestly surprised that the K-Wing came up, but it wasn't Padre who brought the K-Wing up first.
Oh, I see. It's just like that rule, like, who says the word first? He said K-Wings first.
I don't talk about that ship anymore.
Why not?
It hurts too much.
I'm sorry, buddy.
It's too painful. I know.
They took a beautiful ship, and they did that to it.
Yeah, I know. I can't even take proton rockets anymore.
So why not?
They took away the second missile slot for the base. Yeah.
Oh, what the heck? Oh,
it's the most powerful bomber we've ever manufactured. Oh, yeah, well, that bomb slot that was there, yeah, it's no longer there. It's kind of like, there was a ship that was round. And there was usually guys were driving three of them. I'm not going to say the name of the ship, but then they decided that it had to be nerfed. And then they decided that it wasn't nerfed enough, and they nerfed it again. And
it's the ship then of a toilet bowl, they decided. Really.
And then they decided, we have to nerf it again. So what everybody was doing, remember, was they were taking those little round puncher things and just snipping off the bottoms and stuff that's no longer there.
Deep diving, no first edition.
Okay, I mean, to be fair, the fact that they had to nerf that ship three times because it kept doing things.
Yeah.
I mean,
which perfect example that devs don't always see everything, players can find some things, and then it's, oh, shoot, we didn't see that.
How they could release that ship pointed as aggressively as it was. It's a moot point. This happened 5 years ago. I don't understand how you could release a ship that powerful, and then were surprised by how belligerently powerful it was.
Well, the question is then, did the playtesters go, holy crow, this thing is the most vile, nastiest thing on the face of the planet, and then went to FFG? Yeah, it's pretty good. It's going to be okay.
From the testers that I spoke with, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they knew.
Yeah, they knew.
No, I will not release the names.
I don't want you to release the names, but I'm pretty sure some of them won bigger tournaments with them.
Oh, absolutely. All right. I think that's going to wrap up this mission, which, oh my God, I haven't had this much fun talking about this on a podcast in so long.
You know, maybe now that we've gone over this mission, we could talk about something else that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Extended.
Extended. Let's talk about that.
Are we going to talk about how they took the gunner slot off of the YT-2400? Those bastards.
How much did you spend on this ship? $35. Guess what? What? We're going to cheapen it out for you.
Wait a minute. Where did they just take the gunner slot off of it?
The dash used to be able to do dash with piston for double tap dash, and you can't anymore. They took the gunner slot off.
Yeah, so off the 2400. For some reason, I was thinking about the 1300, and I was like, "What are you talking about? It's got a gunner slot."
No, the 1300 still has its gunner slot for now.
For now, until people start using it.
They took it off the Y wing too. I lost my gunner slot.
They
on my
do
Y-wing.
Not want you double tapping with dash. That is fact.
No.
Unless you want to go into extended, which. Then it's dash Rendar still does not have the gunner slot.
Yep, I'm looking at the extended right now, and for half your list, you get a ship that can attack once.
Exactly. So anyways, but I want to talk about extended because we're running a league locally for extended, and oh my God, I'm having so much fun. Because I have not been able to use most of the ships in forever, and I've missed so many of these ships because they are so ridiculous. The abilities that you can now do with them. Oh my God. I've missed extended. I've missed all of my ships.
Tell you, I miss the fun. And if it ever comes back, I'll be a lot happier. But I don't see the fun coming back anytime soon.
For you, I understand.
I miss generic pilots.
generic pilots.
I loved my generic pilots. I did. It made me a better pilot. It made me play the game a lot better because I had to.
You can still take generics. What you do is you take a name pilot, you cross out the name, you cross out the ability, and then it's generic. And it works just the same as a generic.
I just got glasses on.
Robert was extending me an invitation to read between the lines.
I'm can hear this.
Exactly. I just want to say, I really think that the game needs more again. So I am all for extended. You know, the whole debate, should we have standard tournaments? Should we have extended? My vote is now extended. To hell with this, we don't have the 2.0 packs and where the player is going to find it. They find it just fine. You know, I mean, there's so many new players that are like, I just bought someone's old collection, or I just pulled out my old collection from the closet. What do I need to get up to date? And it's everyone's like, you need a conversion kit, you need this, you need to buy that, go after this. Like, the community's there to help. So I say,
let's do it. And the community is still fantastic. The community is always going to be fantastic because, let's face it, we're all like-minded when it comes to the game, where we want to have that fun and we want to help new players and we want to, and I don't think it matters that it's X-Wing. I think it falls into a lot of tabletop games, whether that's going to be X-Wing or World of Tanks, or it's going to be Shatterpoint, or it's going to be Marvel Crisis Protocol, insert name here, Doctor Who, Time of the Daleks. When Andy and I were playing that on our vacation in Florida, we had people coming up to ask, what is this game? This looks so cool. And, well, right? You know, I think it's a general thing about gamers considering, you know, just being good to everybody else. I don't find too many gatekeepers. Maybe in certain, I've met some in like Warhammer.
Yeah.
But even for the most part, Warhammer's really inviting too. You know, there are some of the gatekeepers. Well, there's not three colors on. Like, yeah, so you can't have a pink. Why?
The number of unpainted minis I've sent into battle against other unpainted minis.
Yeah, you know.
Painted minis perform better than unpainted. Everyone remember that.
It's true, except freshly painted minis have targets on their back, and they'll get shot off the board really fast.
The better your pin.
Shiny is bad. Yeah. I think the community is what's helping the most with X-Wing right now. I don't think support and assistance is coming from the manufacturer.
I think they are, even after it's been, you know, 3-4 years. Has it been that long? Has it been 5 years? They took over in, 2019?
I thought it was 2020.
Oh, maybe 2020. All right, so it's been 3 years. AMG is not adverse.
Almost four.
They're not adverse in running tournaments. They're really not. And they're learning. They're doing better. The community is helping them by running events and stuff like that. And everybody's posting, you know, Store Champs is back, which I really love, which Robert and I are going to talk about in the wrap up of 2023 and discuss like what AMG should do next for X-Wing.
You need to write the script on that one because they would be bad.
Hey, honestly, it's the best policy at that moment. But for me, I think extended now. Like, let's do it. Let's stop farting around. Let's stop waiting for them to release ships, because rumors are already starting to fly that they're not even going to release they're done making ships. No new ships are coming out. So
I don't know. After almost 4 years, you think they could produce a ship?
There's rumors that no new ships are coming out.
Yeah, but it's nonsense. I don't believe the rumors.
I was going to say, there's like there are still so many ships they haven't made that's a license to print money. Like, I'm still waiting for my big chrome Naboo yacht ship. Like, I want that as a big base ship for the Republic.
I want Ahsoka's ship. I want more Epic ships. They're working on Epic. Like, again, I don't believe the rumors. Not for a minute.
No.
But I also... And people always say, well, you can just play your own ships. I'm like, yeah, and I'm doing that now. But I know other players that would like to play extended ships in the tournament areas. So...
I think if you're going to have an extended version of the game, I think it should have no basis with what they're... I think it should be different rules completely, where ships have the abilities that they had. You know,
well, now you're being ridiculous.
I.e. gunner slot. Put it back.
Yes! Give me my slot.
It's on the card. I look at the card. It's right here. There's no. You didn't come to my house with the punch thing and go, oh, it's gone. No, it's still written on the card. If I take the card out and I see, oh, I've got this. Oh, wait, no, I have to go through 48 pages of FAQs and figure all this, that, and the other thing out, and then find out, oh, here, let me take my punch card and get my free coffee because I was able to take 10 punches.
Luckily, the cards don't have the crew slots on them anymore. But I understand what you're saying, though.
I mean, the only fun in X-Wing now for me is when you and I sit down and we do a scenario.
Yes. We're doing some of those.
And I love the cooperative-based scenarios that we're getting with not only HOTAC, but also, and I lost the words.
Flight Group Alpha?
Yes, thank you. That was absolutely fantastic too. We had a blast with that, and that's something I enjoy. But the idea of the head to head using the convoluted rules that are out there, for my understanding, it just makes me almost physically ill. You know, I just don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
I know.
And let's face it, Pat, I had one heck of a collection of ships.
You still do.
Well, I still do. They're gathering dust in my basement right now. But and if anybody out there wants to contact me, feel free to. We can talk.
Trust me, you're not taking anything from him because he's got like 20 Y-wings, 20 K-wings. So he's got plenty.
I have a problem with K-wings. I'm not going to deny that. I have a lot of K-wings.
But I'll discuss the YT-2400 because I don't think it's getting a fair shake either. I think people suck.
Why not, Pat?
Well, so... I was excited that it came out. I was excited that it came out for Scum. And it's like just the idea of having a YT-2400 fly next to my Scum ships is exciting. It's fun. Oh, cool. Something new that I could try. And then, of course, every other Tom, Dick, and Harry's like, it sucks. It's dead on arrival because when I compare it to Han Solo Rebel, it doesn't compare. And it's like, true.
It's not supposed to.
Well, exactly. When I'm driving through the jungle and you have, you know, one of the freaking crazy ass Jeeps that's been modified to go through the jungle and I'm driving my Kia Soul, of course, I'm going to say they don't work the same like that. So you can't compare the two. They're large base ships. They have turrets that fire out the left and right, but they function differently. So I'm okay with them costing about the same points or more.
I would agree. I would agree. I just think that we have one ship, the YT-2400, and you've got Han Solo's ship, and then you've got, you know, the nice clean one for Lando Calrissian, you know, the hot-looking Millennium Falcon, and now you've got the Scum version, which is just a dirty, it's the same thing. It hasn't changed. Right? But you have three different uses, okay? Han Solo modified the shit out of his ship. That is not... He modified the hell out of that ship. And that ship should be a beast, because it was. You use that ship from a regular old scum and villainy guy who, let's face it, he doesn't have the money or the way to steal everything that Han Solo did. It's not going to behave the same way. It's going to be different. It needs to be costed correctly with that. And you know, you look at Lando Calrissian's version of the YT-2400. It was very clean. Completely and different. It had, right, still a different configuration from what Han had. And so you do have a YT-2400. Yes, it's, but all three versions are going to be completely different. It's no different than what comes out of the assembly lines, you know, a mile away from my house. You know, three Cadillacs come out. One might be purple, and then the guy puts velour all over it, and the other guy has one, and then it's beat up to all hell because he don't give a crap one way or the other. And then there's the guy that's got a brand new right off the showroom, and it looks great, but it doesn't have any modifications. It can't bounce, can't do anything like that. It's the same thing with the YT-2400.
I take Lebo for scum, and I'm having a blast with it because it's a large base ship that can barrel roll. It technically gets full mods because it can save its calculate and take a target lock during the end phase. It's got seeker missiles, so in those rare cases, it can fire out the front with the target lock. I never got the Outrider to trigger for performing a shot through an obstacle, but I definitely was shooting at things range 3 and getting that extra attack die. And because I'm shooting at range 3, I'm getting attacked at by range 3. So I'm rolling 3 dice for defense. And I don't know. Joseph, what do you think so far from the one game that you've played against it?
I mean, in the one game I played against it, I mean, I felt kind of bad because I did fly a lawnmower at you.
The four T-70s and a shuttle, or the little BB-8.
Little pod, yeah. And that list just... I love that it exists in the game, but it mathematically probably shouldn't exist. Anyway, don't nerf it, please don't. It's like the one thing I really enjoy flying right now. Okay, thanks, bye.
They're listening to us. I got news for you. Now it's going to get nerfed.
Oh, God. If you're going to do
AMG
that...
AMG often consults Patrick and I.
Maybe give me my 5A wings back up. Lebo was good, but I felt like by the time he got into the fight, he couldn't take on as many T-70s I was throwing. I mean, he did kill a couple of them, but he got lawnmowered a little bit there.
I did screw up, though, with Ketsu. I landed on a rock and just completely muffed up the turn.
True. If Ketsu hadn't landed on that rock, but I think it's hard because I feel like a lot of the big base ships are, you're putting a lot of points into one basket. And it's a basket that is relatively easy to burn down. So I might just be a little bit down on big base ships just in my own squad building. But like when I'm looking at building a squad, I'm looking at wanting to run. I want to run at least 5 ships. More True. If I can fit them. But like,
God, I remember flying 5 K-Wings. That was great.
And I feel like it's hard to make something like Dash is 10 points for Rebel Dash. I don't think
that's his old. He's now 7 points for his new card.
Okay, I'll say I don't know in what circumstances I would ever pay 10 points for Rebel Dash when, and I know we just talked about different ships for different things, but Lando was right there at 7 points. That can achieve a very similar thing, and I can still double tap with Lando.
I know
it's 3 dice versus 4 dice, but I feel like they're in a tough spot. I was intimidated by it, sure, but also it sort of just like it hung out around the edges, and because it doesn't have 4 dice base anymore, does it?
No, it has 3, but if it shoots at range 4 with the Outrider, shoots at range 3 with the Outrider, it gets 4 dice.
I don't like that change. Granted, I'm also a little grumpy.
Is it range 3 or range 2 to 3? Yeah, while you perform a primary attack at range 3, roll 1 additional attack die.
Oh man, if that had been 2 to 3, I would have liked it a little bit more, but that's okay.
True. There wasn't a turn that I didn't roll 4 dice except for, I think, once.
That's very true. But Lebo also sort of, he got stuck on the edge of the board a little bit. But
well, that's how I decided to fly him.
He wants to be flown, you know?
He wants to be on the outside, and he can mosey his way through. and do whatever he needs. He gets two calculates a turn, because once you perform a calculate, you get a calculate because of Lebo's ability. Like, that's the other, you know, problem, is because people don't see the viability in the Rebel Dash or Lebo, therefore he's not good in Scum, which I disagree with wholeheartedly. I think he has a good spot in Scum.
I was going to say, I think he has an interesting spot in Scum. I'm not as familiar with Scum list building. It's not a faction that I personally really play or collect or squad build for. I think there is probably play for Lebo, because he's the 6-point ship. Dash is 7. I think you could try to build something interesting there, but like, it's not one that I have a super lot of experience flying against. I mean, I'd be excited to see more. I'm definitely not as intimidated by new pictures as a pilot who's going to be probably flying into them as opposed to flying them myself. I'm not as intimidated by new Dash and new Lebo, just because, sure, they get the extra die at range 3 with the Outrider title, but it's easy enough to try to close that gap. Do they still have the sensor blind spot at range 1?
Yep. So then they'd be rolling 2 dice attack, and they roll 1 less defense die. But
less defense die?
Yeah. So I will be honest. I've played 3 games with him, with Lebo Scum. Yeah. I've never really had that come up to where I'm being attacked at range 1.
That's fair.
And I'm not going to say that like nobody's ever had that happen, or, you know, the players that I played against, you know, didn't know what they were doing. No, it's the way that I flew my list. Lebo was not a priority until all of the rest of my list was either, you know, not trouble or destroyed. Only because I really can't fly a Shadowcaster with crap. And I know people are going to say, well, that's extended. What about, you know, standard? And I don't mind taking him in standard anyways, because I also have not tested his actual loadout card in Rebel. I know you can't take it in Scum, but I really like a large base ship that can barrel roll, because people really don't expect a large base to barrel roll, number one, and he's a low initiative, so he's a great blocker. So even in those rare chances to where they're like, I'm going to get him at range 1. No, I'm going to barrel roll this turn. You're going to smash into him. And then I can fly past you the next turn and deal with you. Then you can try to turn around and chase him, but you the rest of my list. So I understand people are thinking, like, I'm just going to melt it. I don't think you are if you've flown against me. Like, but I also might not win, because Lebo's probably going to be the last ship that I have on the table if you do melt the rest of my list.
I mean, and that was sort of what you ran into when we played, because I was like, all right, I offered you a joust, and you did kind of accept the joust, but not entirely.
My forelock just melted.
Yeah, and I felt a little bad, because I feel like if you'd gone all in on the joust, it maybe would have gone a little bit differently. But no, that T-70 list is a lawnmower, and absolutely, it ate forelock, it ate Ketsu. Bosk was a bit of a problem, just because the Z95 Bosk, listeners. Z95 Bosk was a little bit of a problem. I mean, he gave BB-8 some trouble. And then Lebo killed some stuff towards the end of the game, but by that point, I think I sort of ran away with the points a little bit. Also, just to go back to the standard versus extended thing, I don't know, man. Fly what you want. I find that most of the lists that I end up building end up using ships that are in standard anyway. I also fly resistance and don't tend to fly bombers, so
NAR price better. I will say that.
Yeah,
when you look, compare standard versus extended, standard are like priced a little better, because AMG is actually taking the time to price them appropriately.
How because are the they resistance get used much bombers in standard.
Oh, resistance bombers are another.
I don't think they are in standard. They're not.
They're not. And that's what I was going to take against you this
week.
But
I spent the money on those.
I know. I think
I have one
I'm
of them.
Not bitter.
I'm not bitter. I'm Joseph. No, wait. And I look forward to seeing that list, Patrick. If you wanted to fly that next week, I'd be happy to. I mean,
oh, absolutely. Probably I'm definitely taking that list.
I'm probably just going to fly my X-Wings at it.
Oh, man. Right, but yeah.
So
I won't mind trying to make a standard list with Lebo, and I definitely will try to make a rebel list with Lebo, the to where I can build him out, not the standard loadout.
I do kind of wish that you had the option to not just take the standard loadout in Scum, because like if they could do both, I don't know if Dash and Lebo in Scum would be viable, but it could be fun. But you can't because they both have the Outrider title.
Yeah, exactly. Which sucks, because I know people that would probably take two of them. Since now I own two of them. It took us 20 minutes for me to get to my point, but we got there, everybody.
We got there. It's fine.
Oh, wait.
There's Robert. He's like, Jesus. All right, we've been going for an hour and a half now, so I'm going to call it there.
Well, yeah. Joseph, are we going to see you at TotalCon?
Hopefully. When is TotalCon again? It's in February, right?
February,
yep.
Let me see. Yeah. I should be there.
I'm having a problem with Heads Month, right? I can't say it.
Ah, okay. 25th to 25th. Yeah, let me see. I'm about getting some time off.
February. Yes.
February.
Because then we can also introduce you to Crokinole.
Oh, my God. My son has been kicking my ass.
Has he? Is he a good 20s guy?
He's a good flick it and get yours out of the way so that then when there's no other shot to take, because I bend the rules for him. I make it to where he doesn't have to hit one of my pieces. He can just flick it and it stays on the table. And in those turns to where he has a clear shot to the 20 mark, he'll just hit it. Yeah,
we're going to learn Crokinole. We're going to like Crokinole.
All right. So I think that's going to be it for everyone. I hope you enjoyed the episode. We're going to do some monster editing in this one.
Oh, yeah.
But we had fun. It's our Christmas episode.
Yeah. Oh. Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Definitely please click the like button, even though I don't think Podbean or anything has a like button. Leave a comment. Give us a 5-star rating, even though you don't really have to. Go check us out on recontokens.com for all of your token needs. Go check out recompaingaming.com for everything in our social media, such as our Instagram, our Facebook pages, our Discord.
It's your one-stop shop.
YouTube channel, everything. Yeah, it's a one-stop shop. But yeah. That's going to do it for today. Again, thank you, Joseph. Love having you as a permanent co-host.
Thank you for having me. It's very fun.
My wife has made me watch Gilmore Girls, so you are now the special guest that has been on for now all the rest of the however long this runs for. So.
Heck yeah.
If anyone knows that joke, the father of Gilmore was marked a special guest in the beginning because he wasn't meant to be a permanent character, and then he was a permanent character, but they never took out the special guest.
They never did. It's like and I Lost in Space with the Dr. Smith. He was the special guest and he was permanent all the time.
It's gonna be here forever.
We gotta go. Wrap it up. Otherwise, this will go on. Yeah,
I know. All right. So, Robert, take us out.
So, everybody, have a great holiday season. No matter how you celebrate the holiday season, we want you all to enjoy yourselves, enjoy your families, enjoy some gaming, and enjoy your friends. And you know, we'll be back the next time we're here. So, until that time, I'm just gonna say. See ya
later and happy life day.
Bye bye. Yeah, happy life day.